He's the best in the world and has been for a long time. I think he's the most capped player in the South African team this weekend. So, yeah, I've got a lot on my plate this weekend. I mean, I've had a bit of experience playing against Shane Williams and people like that in Six Nations. I'm looking forward to it, mate. I think it's another chance for me to show how I can play against the best and hopefully do well against him and help me a lot and show that I can do well against these lads as well.
So what's your mentality when you approach someone like that, one of the best in the world? Do you see it as an opportunity to prove yourself?
Yeah, I think you've got to do, haven't you? I mean, you train every day and of every week. You can't wait for a chance like this to play against these kind of people. So I'm really looking forward to playing against him. But as I said, there's going to be a lot for me to do because he likes to come in and work off the ball because he's been in that team so long. They know each other quite well. So. But I'm looking forward to the challenge and hopefully Saturday night will go all right.
This is a chance perhaps to show the defensive side of your game as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big test for us, you know. It's such big blokes and coming as they do hard. I think it's definitely going to be in defence is the test for us. I think attack is starting to come now with us. So we've got that, we know we've got that, but I think defence is going to be the big one, yeah.
Is it too simplistic though, do you think, to say they're just big hard runners running straight? That's perhaps a disservice
to the
likes
of the Banner. True. Yeah. And it's how they're always known, and I think that's how they'd like to be known. So I think we could just got to try and put that out of our minds and get stuck in as much as we can and try and get as physical as we can with that.
Stuart said in the media yesterday that I think the last time you played him in 2010, you know, England were beaten up.
Yeah.
What are your memories of that day? And presumably, first of all, that's the first thing you've got to do is not get beaten up.
Yeah, my memories, I don't have very many, to be honest. I got knocked out, so... and we got, I think Floody was knocked out as well, Crofty did his shoulder, so yeah, it was quite a few that day, but I think days like that only help for days that are coming on Saturday. The experience that I gained from that game is going to help me a lot, I think, on Saturday, so I've got that to look back on and know what to expect now, so yeah, all good.
Do you see this first test as the best opportunity to win a test out here, given the short turnaround South Africa have had relatively after the Super 15? It's at sea level and they're a new team, can presumably get better the more time they spend together in the camp.
I think they're always, I mean, there's a lot of players in there have been that are in a while, haven't they? So they've got quite a few leaders in the team who are going to know what they're doing and know how they want to play. So I can almost say they don't need a coach. Sure, they can coach themselves. Unlike us, who were a completely new team and all new together and still learning. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, they've not had much time together, so it might be a little bit of advantage to us, but we haven't had that much time together. Quite a long break from being with your clubs to coming to here, so hopefully we can carry on from where we were at the Six Nations and give them a good game.
And just finally, England have lost the last seven against South Africa, but there's a sense in the camp, there's a real confidence as you approach the first test on Saturday. Has Stuart done half his job already, you know, sending a team out full of confidence that believes they can genuinely win that game?
I think you have to be like that going into a game. You can't really not be down beat about it. I think, oh, we've lost seven, you're not gonna do well. I think we've done well in the past six games that we've played in, so I don't see why not. I mean, we've come all the way out, it'd be pretty stupid for us to think we're already getting beat. I think it's a perfect chance for us with them having quite a few injuries and quite a few new lads coming in who are going to want to play and prove a point. And it's the same for us, you know, we've got to stand up and make sure that we're as good as the best team.